didn't we get together actually at a benefit for Alejandro Escovedo?
We did that.
And then we started thinking, this really sounds good again.
From the DBs and beyond, the musical collaboration of Peter Holsapple and Chris Stamey dates back 3 decades. But the results still sound fresh on the duo's new album, Here and Now. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Whether it's playing with Alex Chilton and REM, producing a Whiskey Town record, or starting their own band, the DBs, Chris Stamey and Peter Holsapple have quite the combined musical resume and quite a place in the ever-changing genre of alternative rock. Back in the 80s, the DBs helped resurrect the jangle pop sound, bringing the songcraft of the Byrds and the Everlys to the post-punk underground. And although the DBs officially called it quits in 88, Chris and Peter released the duo album Mavericks back in 1991. So yes, it's been a few years, but between solo and side projects and making it through Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, the follow-up, Here and Now, has arrived. And Chris and Peter spoke with FUV's Darren DeVivo about selecting the new batch of tunes.
The title song, Here and Now, was actually the last song on a solo record that I did that escaped in 1997 or something like that, on a very small label out of New Orleans. And yeah. And we figured so many people had missed that record in its entirety that it might be worth doing again. And it was sort of written about playing with Chris anyway. So mm-hmm.
It also has an appreciation of the immediacy of the immediate on this record.
Someone said that it's like the most in-the-moment song they'd ever heard. I mean, it's actually takes place in the here and now.
And if there ever was a song should practice long and hard to do, it would be this very one that you are hearing now, right here.
Original material, but very interesting choice for an album opener.
Yes.
Went all the way back, and I guess you can refer to them as obscure these days. I mean, they were a bit obscure some years ago, but today, if you mention the band Family to some people, you'll get, huh?
Yeah, but the closest thing to like worldwide acclaim that Family probably got was the fact that their original bass player, Rick Gretsch, went on to greater things with a band called Blind Faith. And he also co-wrote a really great Graham Parsons song called Ooh Las Vegas.
That's right.
And unfortunately, he's no longer with us. But Family was a group that really meant a lot to us growing up. My high school band played Good News, Bad News. We really absorbed a lot of that stuff, and we're very thrilled. And it's just a great song anyway.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, I think that also when we're thinking about this record, we think that the two of us have a band together. We just don't have a name for it because the Mavericks took the name first. But the content of the songs is important and how they speak to each other. And the content, the sense behind this song that says, you know, although there's been rain, a change is going to come and it's going to be good, or there's hope. It seemed to really fit in.
If the season were reason, then there'd be no doubt. A sequel of changes worth putting you out. But on the question of whether you heard a lie, answer yourself, look him straight in.
That's Peter Holsapple and Chris Stamey in a live version of My Friend the Sun. You can hear the complete conversation and performance in the online archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.